This year marked a record for property losses around the world from disasters such as hurricanes and earthquakes, as NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
New numbers show heavy losses in both lives and property. Thomas Holzoy is a senior economist with the company Swiss Reinsurance, which tracks the many billions of dollars in damage worldwide.
The year 2005 resulted in over $225 billion in economic losses, and of that, $80 billion had been insured. And these $80 billion will make that the most costly year so far in history.
Holzoy says $45 billion worth of those insured losses was caused by Hurricane Katrina. That makes Katrina twice as expensive as the second costliest disaster, Hurricane Andrew, back in 1992. September 11th is ranked third, with $21.5 billion in property losses. But Holzoy says two other hurricanes just this year, Rita and Wilma, together cost nearly that much, $18 billion. He blames growing populations along the southern Gulf and Atlantic coastlines, combined with an increase in the intensity of hurricanes.
This is a remarkable accumulation of storm damages in one year.
Natural and man-made disasters together claimed some 112,000 lives in 2005. Most of the deaths were caused by the earthquake in Pakistan in October. While much higher than an average year, that death toll was lower than last year when some 300,000 people died in the tsunami in South Asia. Chris Arnold, NPR News.